Everything is a pleasure, unless I would rather be doing something else. This is Instant Illumination, Dr. Harry L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Everything is a pleasure, unless I would rather be doing something else. How often we feel like we'd rather be doing something else than whatever job faces us. How often have we gotten into a marriage and said, oh my goodness, what did I get into here? I have to report in, I have to check in, I have to consider this other person, and I have to consider them as somebody wonderful in my life and give them attention. I cannot just come and go as I please anymore. I cannot have the friends I want because my mate wants to help me. My partner wants to judge on whoever I go out with and what I do. They want to determine what's right, and they want to encourage me to get a better job and a better job, always to climb the ladder. And everything's a pleasure unless I'd rather be doing something else. And I tell you, there's many things that we do in life that all of a sudden is no longer a pleasure, and we want to start doing something else. Well, no matter what it is that we do, whether it's marriage or a job or relationships or friendships or sporting activities, no matter what things we involve ourselves in, if we are being one-pointed, it enhances the pleasure, any pleasure. Now, this is very important for us to realize. This is an illumination that comes to many, many, many people, but very few recognize it for what it is. It does not matter one little bit what you're doing. It does not matter whether you're scrubbing the floor, or whether you're helping the children with their homework, or whether you're walking down the street with a dog or alone, or whatever you may be doing, man or woman, child or adult, it doesn't matter. Everything's a pleasure unless I'd rather be doing something else. When you're walking the dog, give walking the dog 100% of your attention. Recognize who the dog is. The dog is not your boss. The dog is not taking you for a walk. And if you ever say the dog is taking you for a walk, then the dog is taking you for a walk, and you are not the master. If you want the dog to do that, then the dog will do that. And the dog will do a lot of silly things because you haven't given the dog the cue as to who is running the show. Who is the boss? I know this experience right now because I'm a father of a new puppy who is 12 weeks old, and he's just learning how to do all sorts of wonderful things. Barking is one of them, and pulling on the leash is another. But I've read in the book how to do this, and I thought to myself, yes, it's going to take a little application. But with that little application will come the wonderful pleasure of walking with the dog who's not pulling on the leash, of doing things that make me happy, of controlling my world because it's a pleasure. Being one-pointed enhances that pleasure, any pleasure. So when I'm one-pointed in how I train my dog, then my dog becomes a loving, joyous adventure for me. If I'm one-pointed in training my children, then that becomes a one-point adventure of joy too. And training my wife or training my husband, if I become one-pointed in that, now come on now, what are you trying to do, train your wife or train your... That's right. You know how you train? Consistency. A joyous, pleasurable consistency. You train your wife, for instance, that every time you come home on a Friday evening and you got Saturday and Sunday off, you bring her a bouquet of flowers. Not a big bouquet, just a little bouquet. You can get them at the florist shop, or you can pick them on somebody's front lawn, maybe even your own, and from the woods or something. But something that you have selected, you have chosen, because you want to tell her how that flower reminds you of her. And now, pretty soon, you're going to have trained her to expect it. Ha ha ha. And then, if you don't bring it, she will feel very chagrined. Now, you don't have to have it that way. You can train her in the wonderful thing that you've always got a surprise on Friday when you come home, or any other time. And the surprise need not only be a flower. It could be a kind word. It could be something you thought about during the day. What has my wife done that has made me very, very happy this past week? What particular thing? I know there's so many of them, but which is the one that has made me so very happy, that gave me so much pleasure? And then you come home and you can have written it down as a little poem. You can have written it down as a little item, or you can just speak it to her with all the love in your heart and all the joy. And I can tell you, friend, you'll have a marriage that will be fabulous. You'll have a marriage that every man, woman, and being on the face of the earth will wish that they had, would admire to have themselves. Because you have taken the time to train your wife, to train your husband, to train your family, to expect beautiful things from you, to expect you as a thoughtful person, to expect you as a loving person, to expect you as a pleasure in their life and a pleasure in your own. Because whenever you try to give pleasure to somebody else, and the pleasure doesn't have to be some outward or inward act, it can just be a joyous word. And when you seek to give pleasure to someone else, you're giving it to yourself. And you sparkle. You say, I just thought of a good one. Wow, this is going to be great. She's just going to turn upside down on this. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. She would never dream I'd come up with something so significant like this. Wow. And then you come up with it. Oh, Herb, what did you have in mind? Huh, don't ask me. I do everything on instant illumination. I take everything as an instant illumination and I act upon it and then I share it. Yes, I did that often. How come your marriage broke up, Herb? Well, because I got so busy with my work and with my job, and my wife didn't want to go along on much of what I was doing, I just sort of left her disappear from my life. And so she disappeared. And it's totally my fault that I didn't do what was necessary to do to maintain the relationship that meant so very much to me and still means a great deal to me, even though theoretically it's not there. But you see, it doesn't have to end. Nothing of this has to end. Being one-pointed enhances pleasure, any pleasure. And the pleasure can be of your company. The pleasure can be of your words, of your ideas. Speaking of my wife again, we separated, true. But since we've separated, we have been in communication with each other on a quality basis every week, oftentimes every day, but every week with a phone call or a letter, a note of some sort, where she lovingly says nice things to me and I turn that loving niceness as a pleasure for me. And we just have a very friendly relationship that is something beautiful for both of us. Why don't you get back together again? Because I'm different and she's different. And I'm having pleasure doing what I'm doing, and she is having pleasure doing what she's doing. You see, there are times when we make the change, and perhaps we wouldn't have had to, but we make the change, and once we make it, we have set our a whole new set of parameters by which we work, a whole new set of one-pointedness that enhances our pleasure, and it brings into our life a very meaningful, powerful, delightful experience. What sort of instant illumination do you have? Everything's a pleasure, unless I'd rather be doing something else. Are there some areas of your life where you'd rather be doing something else? There's some areas of my life where I'd rather be doing something else. Think about that. If there are any areas in life where we'd rather be doing something else, then do a turnaround. Start finding pleasure in those areas where we'd rather be doing something else. Start, if not for ourselves, start seeing pleasure in what we do, how we bring it to the lives of others. And watch the miracle of joy and happiness and peace and illumination take place in our own lifetimes. It's just a matter of what's important to us. What's important? Everything is a pleasure. Everything's a pleasure. Everything's a pleasure. Unless I'd rather be doing something else. And let's leave that, unless I'd rather be doing something else. Let's change that. Everything is a pleasure in everything that I do. And I love doing everything. Now, Does that mean we have to continue doing things that we've done in the past? No. Bring new sparkle to it. Bring new life to all the adventures that we have. Bring new joy and wisdom. I like that. I like that. Here at the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, we have programs that we set up every week. Not every week necessarily, but every couple of weeks. And in the programs, I change the routine. And I change the routine so that the monks will not get established in their way as to what routine they will follow. And that they, without saying, oh, darn, oh, I was just getting used to that, oh, it was so comfortable, and they move readily into whatever the new routine is. And they move into the new routine without discussing it with themselves or anybody else. They say, this is being done for a purpose. So I will not be attached, or I will not be possessed by the former routine, by the former attitude. I will just flow into this new one. And each one is going to offer their joyous, wonderful pleasure that I could never have imagined if I hadn't just let go and entered into the pleasure of each routine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live in a fabulous world. And we live in a pleasurable world. We live in a world filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness. And it's up to us. It's up to me to be one-pointed and let that pleasure be enhanced fabulously in my life. And I tell you, anyone who knows me as a person who is a very happy person. They know me as a person who lives in a constant state of pleasure, enhanced pleasure. They know me as someone who loves doing what I am doing, but who's not possessed by it. If any person comes up to me and says, I've had enough, I say, okay, I'll pull back my horns and we'll just change the program and make it less restrictive and less demanding. And by the time I'm done talking to them, agreeing with them, you know, agree with your adversary quickly. By the time I'm done agreeing with them, they say, no, don't change this. Don't change it. But, you know, they really want the opportunity to be themselves and have fun and be untouched by the world that they're in. And it's a fantastic experience to do that. It's a fantastic experience to have that happen in your life and in mine. But instant illumination can only come to us when we find that everything is a pleasure. Even though I know of other things I'd like to be doing, I make a pleasure out of what I'm doing, and the doors are always open to do new and wonderful, pleasurable things. Being one-pointed enhances pleasure, any pleasure. And every pleasure is a good pleasure. This day I give each one of you my blessings. I surround each one of you with my love. I see each one of you fulfilled in every glorious, fabulous way. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.